but they succeeded in doing it. Samsung is the world's largest manufacturer of microchips and flat panel screens, either for computers or TV. LCD screens, they are the world's largest. If you ever, you know Hyundai, you heard of Hyundai? They are one of the world's largest manufacturers of semiconductors and microchips. They carved out a company called Hynix out of Hyundai. Go and check most computers you see. Their screen doesn't matter whether they are from China, America, Europe. Most of the screens are from South Korea. The best LCD TVs are made by the Japanese and the South Koreans. LG, Samsung, and Sony. Those three people, they give you contrast. If you understand TV, contrast ratios of 15,000 to 1. An average Chinese LCD TV, contrast ratio, you know, they pass 750. I'm not joking about that. They had what? A target. They went after it. They suffered many afflictions. In the same manner, if you have a different perspective as a Christian, in pursuing your goal, you may suffer many afflictions. But believe me, you will most certainly succeed. Are you getting the point I'm making? You will most certainly succeed. You are going to do your work as a ministry, not a way of becoming very rich. In fact, you can set for yourself a target. The initial, that's to put yourself in check. You know, maybe you become a big man. Me and my manager must earn the same amount of money. I'll put 2 naira extra on top for myself as yoga. It's a way of keeping your brain together. With a lot of useless bosses, they pay themselves first and their staff last. I've worked in a place before, a guy carry money, go pay house rent. I didn't pay staff for 3 months. Don't you know those people? They too, they have rent to pay. Anyway, please, I hope you've gotten what I've tried to explain. What I've said in all of this is, listen, is that there is divine order. Along the line, I'll say some things. How do you handle your profits? It's very important. It's very, very important. It's different from the way the world does it. It's very different. What do you do with your money? And listen, don't let me get ahead of myself. I want to close on time, answer a few questions, and so we can be out of here. I don't want to take time because we have 10 sessions of this. This is number one. All right, so we have all the time. So let me just try and rush and not say too many things, okay? You will find out that for you, as a child of God, to increase and to multiply is a commandment. It's not as I like it. Contentment, the way the world defines it for us, doesn't work for Christians in business. God blessed them, saying, "Be fruitful and multiply, fill the earth and subdue it and have dominion." Anything short of that is not Christianity. Until the day you die, you must be planning expansion. Chiki, I was telling you that this our shippers from America, that their problem is that they didn't get ready for expansion. In your brain, you must be ready for what? Expansion. No, and listen, I told you it's a different perspective we are dealing with. Listen, if you have one shop today and it's giving you money, I mean, you bought a car, a very nice Tokumbo car, you can live in a nice, you've even bought land, but it hasn't crossed your mind that now only 3 members of staff you'll get in the last 7 years, they have not increased to 4. Listen, my friend, you should count yourself a failure. That it would have been better for you if you had increased your outlets to 10 and had 30 members of staff and still believing God for a car. That's a better way to succeed. Now, it's good to buy a car. I'm not saying it's not. You're getting one rest. But in the order of preference, because for God, he said, be fruitful. We'll discuss that. And multiply. Fill the earth. See, there are 3 stages. First, you are fruitful. The out of your fruit, you scatter seed abroad. Then when those seeds bear fruit, we say you have what? Multiplied. As you are multiplying, what you are doing is that you are filling the earth. It's when you have filled the earth that you have a voice. Like you can like Al Jazeera get up and tell CNN your reporting is not balanced. Let me give you that side of the story. For the believer, it's not an option. You will have thought that everybody likes to increase now. Let me not get ahead of myself. Let me leave it. Because the problem with people is that, listen, they are afraid because the point of increase usually looks like the point of death. Do you get my point? the point in which you will increase, there will be a risk of killing the one that exists already. that is when the Spirit of Christ in you will say, if I perish, let me perish. It's those points that people choose the easier way. It's a commandment. We'll discuss it. It is a commandment. You must increase. You must increase. Listen, let me tell you something. You know this one, the outsourcing. Businesses are closing and we are now leaving China to do all the manufacturing. This is my conviction. If we have enough businessmen who understand that this thing is about ministry, Nigeria will not close and lose its jobs to China. Because, let me tell you, oh God. Because, you see, one of the things, you see, life is spiritual. It's spiritual. One of the first things that the businessmen will do, the shareholders will do, is to first strip themselves of profit so as to maintain the company. When God sees them doing that, he will now pour water upon the seed that they have sown. He will change the economic climate in such a manner that it will be impossible for them to close. We will discuss it. Listen, the basic thing, it's not about teaching you principles. According to this so-and-so, one business school. I like one thing Warren Buffett said. He said he likes business schools. You know why he likes them? Because they teach his competitors not to think. No, that's what Warren Buffett said. He said, I love business schools. They bring out products that can never compete with me. It's not possible. That they teach people not to think. So I'm not here to quote what one business practice is. We are going to, he said, I will source my knowledge from afar. I will ascribe righteousness to my maker. That's that wisdom from afar. That's what I'm talking about. And listen to this. This is what I wanted to say. If you imbibe divine perspective, now listen to this. That's why I read from Psalm 1. That was the reason why I read that one first. It said, in his law he meditates day and night. That is, the man that takes time out to imbibe divine perspective automatically succeeds without trying. He is the man that becomes a lucky man. Did you hear what I said? He becomes what? Lucky. He becomes lucky. Success is not by striving. Listen, success is by believing the right things and practicing them in the little area that God gives you the opportunity. Then you will suddenly become lucky. Let me say it like this. You can't succeed in life without, in quote, luck. Do you get my point? Luck is the colloquial expression for what the Bible calls what? Blessing. It's when God shines favor upon you that you become lucky. A man in the bush can be lucky. A man in the city can be lucky. So you don't have to run to the city to succeed. God can send, look, I've said, you've heard me say this 1,000 times. You have listened to me long enough. I said, blessings are commanded. Go and read Psalm 133. He said, from there, God commanded the blessing. Blessings are what? Commanded. They don't come by chance. But when people look at it on the surface, he said, time and chance. That is, looking by the things that are happening, the man was just lucky. But what sets you up for luck is what I'm saying. You threw away worldly perspective. Receive divine perspective. Do you get my point? See things from a different angle. Walk according to the things that you have seen. And then get ready. Because your luck is on the way. Did I hear an amen? I said get ready. Because what? Your luck is on the way. Amen. Let me stop there today. We have plenty of time. So there's no need trying to say everything one day. Amen. So I hereby force myself to keep quiet for today. Amen. We can't take too many questions here. We are still laying foundation, Abby. Did you write any question down? If you wrote any question down, I mean, you don't have any. You've already written the question down. You have a question. You want to ask it. Okay, just give me a second.
So how do we form a vision? Because like...
Form what?
A vision for business. You know, like most times when we're doing business.
All right.
It's almost like the forces of life force you to equate business success to naira and kobo.
Okay.
Many times. All the challenges and all that. So at a time you find maybe losing the esoteric visions, as you start calling it then, to pursue naira and kobo at a time. So how do you form a lasting vision that will pull you through those challenges and not be forced into thinking about only profit for business?
All right, thank you very much. Now, there are two things I'm going to do. Let's just announce again. One, sometimes you ask a question, I may not answer it immediately because it has given me more things to talk about. Do you understand my point? Subsequently, or maybe I'd already planned to talk about it. So please, watch out for answers to all the questions throughout the whole discussions. Are you getting my point? Uh-huh. So please just bear that one in mind. Like the question you have asked now, as we go on, some of them will be answered here and there. But let me just say one or two things in response to that. Number one, generally, let me talk generally about how you have formed a vision for your business. That one, first, we are believers, all right? I'm teaching Christian principles. Is that okay? And every child of God has a spirit in him. There is a calling upon your life. And as you walk with God and build yourself up on the word of God generally, certain things will rise out of your system, all right? Oftentimes, or most times, it will be in line with your gifts. Things that you know how to do. Things that just come to you naturally. The Holy Spirit working with you will lead you in a particular path. That's generally speaking, okay? Now, another thing is this. As a Christian, you know, Christianity and ignorance are not synonymous. Do you follow my point? Any Christian say, I only read the Bible. Don't have any respect for him. Have pity upon the person. No, people make it look like a good Christian has no time for any of that thing. It's just to read the Bible. So a good Christian can never be a doctor because, you see, it can never be a lawyer. That's out of the point. Because lawyers, all they do is read and quote. So you can never be a lawyer if you're a good Christian, if we use that perspective. How do you become a chartered accountant if you only read the Bible? Are you getting what I'm saying? So please, let's not fool ourselves at all. A good Christian must be enlightened. You must be what? Informed. You must know what is going on. Because actually, one of the ways by which God leads you is that he shows you what the problem is. And an idea comes into your head that we can solve this thing. It becomes a vision for you. Do you follow what I'm going to explain? It's as things are, you know, you just come out in life. You are driving one day. You stop somewhere and say, why are these shops like this? Why can't we do shops that will be like this? Suddenly, an idea, maybe a real estate man, an idea for this kind of shopping area in a place like Enugu and spreading it around, suddenly is birthed inside you. So please bear that in mind. That's one of the ways you get visions. We'll talk about them in details, all right? That's one. Then secondly, what you were saying, specifically, is that as you go on, now, let me talk briefly about naira and kobo. Now, it's not about money, amen? Are we clear about that? But God gave money as measures. You know, like you have a skill. Let me weigh how much. Because let me give you an example now. If you are doing business, there's no other way you will know immediately whether your business is increasing or not if you don't check your turnover. Your personal profit is what I'm talking about when I say it's not about money. Do you get my point? If you are doing business, the turnover will tell you whether you expanded. It's a very simple way of knowing whether you expanded. What I try to teach is don't use that money thing to measure more than it's supposed to measure. Are you getting my point? It cannot measure your personal success in life generally. Is that okay? Now, so if I'm doing business, last year I did a turnover of one million naira. The following year, I should project, as part of my desire to expand, that my turnover this year should be 5. Make corrections for inflation, maybe 6.5. Do you understand what I'm going to explain? That has not made it about money. It's an indicator of how much business we are doing. We are not doing charity work. If we're doing charity work, it's a different matter. Even charity work, like Kingdom World Ministries, I can show you our books. Every kobo we spent is written down. Every single kobo. Every single kobo is written down. You will see the progression in the amount of expenses. Last year, our expenditure for maybe all the money we spent last year will probably have come to like, let me just quickly give a rough estimate. Maybe 2 something million, all right? Because Cosmo FM, a loan. They collect like 1.2. Nothing is added. Just Cosmo FM alone. So you get what I'm trying to explain? Everything we do, we bought fan, buy this, all they cost money. These things, they cost. You understand my point? So when I'm making projections, when I was making projections for this year, my wife and I, where is she? Sitting somewhere behind there. When we're discussing, I said, this year we'll do well with 5. And now, I didn't desire 5 million naira. No. Is that I checked the cost of the expansion we want to make. Expansion is not here, of course. Although these things that we did is part of it. All this one, you say, all this, you know, my background is always shining these days. My wife, I think, and Zim came here to sweat over this thing to make it shine. Now, but the background came up because we needed to start filming. Because we wanted to start filming, the ACs are coming up, all right? We need to just put our agenda and all of that. All these lights, they are coming because we need to start filming. We're not filming to keep. We are filming to broadcast. Do you get my point? And the people who are broadcasting for us are going to collect money, and we know how much they are charging. So we did all the arrangement to put together. It came to 5 million naira round. So if I give you our books in one instant, now, for information, the biggest gift I have gotten from Kingdom World Ministries is the one you guys gave me in December. That one has not really like increased. That's what I mean. It's not what we are getting. Personally, that's the issue. But in one instant, I can say, look, first year all we spent was money for rent and virtually next to nothing, apart from making this place up. The following year, once broadcast came in, you know, in a glance, you see the increase by just looking at the total amount of money being spent. Do you understand that? It hasn't changed the fact that it's still a charity organization. You follow? Now, if it's business, that one is different. You demand pay. Give and it shall be given unto you. That's what business is. I give you goods, you give me money. I don't want free will offering. If I sell you my shirt, you give me my money. That's, you know, just recompense of reward. So the money, therefore, automatically in one glance shows you how much business you are doing. Do you understand? Now, the one in which you can get carried away and start pursuing the naira and kobo thing personally is one you just have to fight against. And there's only one way. That's why I tell my friends once in a while, I say, look, guys, everybody makes mistakes. The only way you can be corrected is if you are hearing the word of truth. I say, me too, I need somebody to preach to me before I slide away. You follow what I'm going to explain? So by constant eating the word is what keeps you on track. But listen to this. The laborer is worthy of his wages. Are you getting my point? As your business increases, so will the size of the car that you drive, and it's not a sin. Are you getting my point? It's just that you must never put the cart before the horse. Many people I know have killed their business because of the house they want to build in the village. If you have to take, we'll talk about that. Accounting is godly. The Bible says, know the condition of your flock, because riches are not forever. We'll discuss that one along the line. It's important. Every Christian business person must have an account book. When I say book, I mean, if you are not good, employ somebody, hire somebody to draw a simple, to make a simple flow, what do you call it? Excel program for you to be putting it, how much did I sell? What was the cost? Look, the small business my wife does, you see her up at night once in a while. I can't interpret she's a trained accountant anyway. I cannot interpret the paper. Just see lines, 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 figures, figures, figures. And then sometimes my wife will go tap. Wait, when we're in Benin, you collected 5,000 naira from me. Where is it? Because people wanted money. I said, and she had money there. That's business money. Yeah, that's the way we do in my house. If she says you or me, what it means is that if she says you, you is her business. That's her. And me is the family. You get what I'm saying? So if you say that, my husband, please, 15,000 naira, you are owing me. What it means is that I took from my business money to solve family problems. So family money, return my business money. Every kobo must be accounted for. When you buy a recharge card for business, it goes somewhere. That's Christianity. Because the Bible says, know the condition of your flock. Your flock is your business. I hope you get the point. Have I answered the question a bit? Yeah, but we'll discuss it further. All right, that's the last question I'm taking. Let us share the grace so we can...